The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for May 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of fine cookies, the tailor of fine armors, it's Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elgin?
Good. Hey.
What?
Happy Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day?
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, my God.
May 4th, get it? Yeah.
Right. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
Org.
Yes, yes, yes. Today is Cinco de... What the hell is today? Today is Cinco...
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Cinco de cuatro! Cinco de cuatro!
No, cinco.
De cuatro.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Cinco is five. Cuatro
yes,
is four.
So yes. That's
but
what
you're
I
saying...
said. Today is Cinco de cuatro. No way.
Cinco is...
Oh, quattro de mayo.
Saying 5-4.
Shut up. Quattro de mayo.
Mayo. Here we go.
Wait a minute.
I like it on bread and a little turkey.
You say mayo.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, yes.
I'm sorry, I waited all year for that. So did Spider.
All right.
Spider Bite waited all year to say that. Many other people did, too.
You've been playing
Star Wars, haven't you?
I have been spending some time in Star Wars Galaxies.
So, like, were you an entertainer, you know, dancing Wookiees?
No. I've been screwing around on a spy because, well, it's the most... the closest to a ranger that the game has. But I don't know. I might try out a few classes. You know, Don't worry. Nobody panic. I'm not moving to Star Wars Galaxies. I'm just trying it out, you know?
I would certainly hope you're not.
That's it. The hell with EQ2. I'm going to Star Wars. What do you mean you don't have any dwarves or ale? Forget it! Back to EverQuest!
They got cantinas. They got,
Yes, but you know what they play in the cantinas? Over and over. It's worse than Rivervale in EQ1!
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Either that or that's just what they put on the starting on the starting space station, you know, where you start off at.
Just for familiarity,
I guess.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody would be entertainers if they had to listen to that all day.
No kidding. Okay.
You know?
We do have an important announcement to make.
Yes.
Important announcement! As of May 4th, 2010, Abe Vigoda is still alive!
Hooray!
Woo, Abe! Gotta get him on the show. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is EverQuest? Why? I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah? You probably think you're really strange.
Now, I do not watch Dancing with the Stars. But how could they boot off Pamela Anderson this week? Those bastards. She should just, you know, go to the front just because she's Pamela Anderson. I don't know what happened. Like I said, I don't watch the friggin' show. Maybe she tripped on her tits. I don't know.
No, they're big enough.
I would actually have to check to see if she keeps taking them out, putting them in. I don't know if she has the implants.
Are they like contacts or something?
She just seems to change her mind about her breasts every once in a while, and has them taken out, and then, well, maybe I want them back. Just put them back in. So yeah, they might be like contacts to her. I really don't know. New items in the station marketplace. The Ebon furniture
ebony?
Set.
Ebon. Is it
Ebony? Ebony, Ebon, whatever. The Ebony set is now available as a complete set for your house. I don't know if I want to spend $50 on it, though.
Well, what you do is you wait until the next...
Yeah, you wait until one of those...
2-4.
Yeah, one of those double station cast weekends or something like that.
There you go.
I might wait for that, because I don't think I want to spend $50 on it.
True Flight's got a True Flight has
A thing?
A thing.
A cold sore?
About her boobs.
Oh, what about her boobs?
He seems to think they're clip-ons.
Clip-ons?
Well, guys have snap-ons. Why can't women have clip-ons?
Okay, then.
Snap-on tools. Clip-on boobs. Here we go.
Alrighty, then. So her real nipples are actually just snaps?
I guess so.
And the larger ones kind of snap onto those?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, all right, then.
But you seem to think because, you know, they're clip-ons. They clip-on, okay? Guys have the snap-on tools. Women have the clip-on boobs.
You're weird.
Hey, would you ever wonder why all the guys show, you know, you see these trucks running around going, snap-on tools. And all the guys always, you know, swarm around.
Well, we can't snap them onto our hands.
They never come out with anything. I've never seen anybody come out of one of those vans with anything. So, you know, I think they're going in there to get changed or something. Snap it on. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute. I have to check out something here.
Uh-oh. He's checking something out. And while he's checking something out, I ran into some RP fun going on in South Kinos, put on by the Vagabond Knights. Apparently, I don't know the details, but there was a fire inside the Lion Mane Inn and Tavern.
RP event inside the Lion's Mane.
Right in the street.
Right in the street.
Right in the street, they were running in and out, pouring water on a fire in there, and there was some, you know, dragon outside, and I don't know, I just started pouring water on stuff, even Geet, poor Geet, he came out all, I mean, the frogs don't do good in heat. No, True Flight saying it was a Wavern attack.
Wavern.
Little dragon guys. What they're doing in South Kinos, I don't know, but they attacked the inn. True Flight says there were 6 or 7 of them at the start, so no wonder everything caught on fire. They breathe fire, you know.
Well, yeah.
I see Xanadu. She's riding her bear. Did you find your thing that you were checking on?
Well, Uzrock sent me a tell saying that Willie Nelson died today.
What?
So I just checked it out. I'm seeing nothing on the news. You know, none of my news sources here, including WillieNelson.com, none of them say that Willie Nelson was dead. So either he was just kidding, or he got some false information.
So, don't give us false information, because we'll say it.
We don't check sources, you know, until after we say something.
Yeah. Sam looks cute on her bear.
Okay, he says it was a joke. All right.
Ah. That's one thing that they're doing on test server right now.
Willie Nelson?
No.
What?
Thing with mounts, being able to see them or not, they're starting to be changing it. So when you go into battle, this is going to be set to default so far. If you go into battle, you're going to have your mount suspended, just like you would when you climb a wall or enter an indoor instance only. The mount goes away, you still have the buff.
Now, my suggestion is... Make that toggle. Okay, go on.
Well, it's going to be set to default. So you'll have to go in and change your graphic parameters. The other one is that you can, when you set it, you can set it to not show any mounts at all.
In combat.
You will not see anybody's mount, period. You'll just see a bunch of people running around.
In combat.
Period.
Or is that all the time?
All the time.
Okay, I was just going to recommend...
Sort of a hide mount situation.
I would like that, actually. With that, I would get one of those discs.
Or you can do a... allow, so you'll see people in battle on their horses. Okay. So, you know.
So it's kind of like the cloak. Turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool then.
But you're setting it to what you see, so... You know, a person like me, they're always riding my horse somewhere. Nobody will see me on my horse if they have it toggled off.
Oh, that's all right then. I mean, if I could turn it off, you know, the visual off, I will go out and get one of those discs that give you, what is it up to now, 60% run speed?
Oh, hang on a second. Well,
you have one, don't you?
Yeah, but it's a tinkered item.
Right, but you can buy one too.
I don't know if you can. If it's the same. My tinkered item's 68%. So anybody knows in channel if the ones that you can buy are 68% or not.
You can get them in pain ale, I believe. No, wait. You don't have to get them in pain ale. You can get them at the regular horse merchants. So let me leave the guild hall, or the forest, as we're calling it, because it's not actually the hall. That's right. We said to hell with the hall, and we're taking over in Tonica. So whenever anyone is invited to what's officially called a guild hall, we will actually be inviting you to the Dark Forest of the Legion of Kithakor. Travels in Kinos, South Kinos, here we go. I will see which one is available at the Horse Merchant. So I do remember seeing one there.
Oh, yeah, you're right, they are.
Oh, you're there now?
No, but I'll be there in 2 seconds. I'm just on the other side of town.
I'm zoning in the down here. We'll see.
Probably beat you. Whee! I like my rhyme horse. I still have it. I worked hard for that.
So I wouldn't mind using one of those discs if I can turn it off. Because, you know, as it is, I can't really use my my journeyman's walking stick anymore because I have something that's...
60%.
60, okay. The Bastion of Truth.
Yeah,
and your guild has to. Your guild has to be 90 too for that. So
wow.
Huh. Yeah, so.
Well, maybe you should learn how to tinker.
Nah, I don't think so.
But they're okay. I think there's one that you can loot too, but I'm not certain.
Well, if there's a lootable horse that goes 60%, it's probably on something. It's very hard to kill.
Well, you can always do the rhyme horse, and then you can just hide it because it's got good stats. But you don't want to do faction grinds.
Oh, God, I'd rather not.
It's not that hard. Just follow the quest line. You have to do a little bit of grinding, and then you move on to the next set of quests and stuff in a different area. And it didn't really take me that long.
Yeah, we'll see. we shall see. You know, because, you know, Jethel doesn't ride mounts. Runs everywhere.
I know, your little... I mean, one of the things that we're sort of against at the first, the Delves, was that, you know, if they just do a hide mount, there's no way of showing how a person has a run buff. And I'm thinking, you don't have anything that shows that you have a run buff except the smoke that comes out of your ass when you're running down, because two pieces of wood rubbing against each other like that make this little cloud of smoke. Hot buns.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know. So they finally consented. I mean, if a person has AA buff running, you know, to increase run speed, you aren't going to see nothing.
Right.
If even if they have Spirit of the Wolf, I mean the bards, you have little musical notes, but how do you really know what those are for, you know, mm-hmm. unless you're a bard? So, but a lot of people are real. It goes back to that argument of, well, I want people to see me how I see myself. Same right. thing with the argument about soga models, and some people don't want to be seen as a soga model, and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people want to be seen on their horses.
Right. I kind of wish you could force people to see you as you see yourself.
Yeah, but that's a big strain. Same thing with the cloaks. I mean, people, you have cloaks off, I have cloaks on, so you never see my cloak. When this comes through and you turn mounts off, you'll never see me on my horse again. I'll be running around.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember in EQ1, you know, they had the Luckman models or the original models. I honestly prefer the original models.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
I like the Luckman models.
Well, call me nostalgic, I guess. But I really did prefer the originals, but you couldn't use a horse unless you had the Luckman models on.
Right. There's one thing they changed between EQ1 and EQ2 that I'm so grateful for.
What's that?
You can put your friggin' weapons in your holsters.
Yes.
EQ1, you run around with your swords in your hand at all times in a...
And it's still like that.
Dance. Yes, it is. So you're standing there, you know, your arms are sort of out and bent, you're holding your weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bodies do move. I mean, the heads move and they shake and, you know, they sort of adjust themselves. But you're still standing there with both your weapons out.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I'm going to try something.
What are you going to try?
I'm logging out, and I'm going to log into Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh.
And see if I can connect to the chat channel.
I didn't think you could.
You can't on Vanguard, but I thought you could in Star Wars Galaxies, but it's not a slash. You have to use, like, an open bracket.
Huh.
Something like that. So I'm going to give it a try.
Give it a shot.
I will give it a shot. Because...
He'll be back or won't lose him.
Don't worry, folks. I'm still here. Oh, wait. My mic was still on. Sorry about that.
Jesus.
My God. How old is Willie Nelson? I came up with a article here when Shirley Nelson, his former wife, died. And she was 78.
Now, Whip Pip is saying that he's joined EQ2 chats in Swig before.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a try.
Wonder if you could do it for Pirates. Probably not.
Pirates of the Burning Sea? Probably not. I can try it, though.
Well, do Star Wars first.
Swig.
I need to.
Wait a minute. Not EverQuest. Back to the game select. Star Wars. There we go. Wrong one. Updating.
That's too bad. I tried Pirates for the first time this past weekend. I didn't get very far. And it's... I got snatched by a guild. Or a society, as they call them over there. It's like, boy, are they in for a rude awakening. I'm a troublemaker, I'm sure. No...
No.
I mean, they were being really nice. I mean, this one guy started talking. He said, "You got a society yet?" And I said, "Well, no, and I'm not really not sure how long I'll be playing here. I'm just my first day here, checking it out." you know, well, if you want, we'll help you. We'll get you to level 12 in an hour. It's like, no, I don't want to rush through the game. I mean, what is this? I don't want to rush through the friggin' game. I want to try and figure out what the heck's going on. Mm-hmm. Isn't that part of playing the game?
Not I don't blame you.
Jumping in and being Uber all of a sudden and trying, you know, and not having any understanding of what's going on in the world around me that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I, I don't know.
I mean, hell, in EverQuest 1, I was level 45, something like that, for over a year.
Oh, Angela Correa is saying that Pirates of the Burning Sea is just too much. There is a lot of stuff going on in there. Besides the missions you go on, there's you build a warehouse, and then you build, like... you get deeds to it's like Ebony almost, where you, if anybody's ever played Ebony, you build these little places that harvest lumber and stuff for you, and then you harvest those things and use them to create bigger buildings and whatever and stuff. Apparently, it's the same sort of progression type thing. You get raws.
But it's for your ship.
Well, it's more than just ships. It's for a bunch of other things that I don't really understand yet. There's a lot to that aspect, because then, you know, and then there's the, they have like an auction house where you could buy and sell your raws and supplies. I mean, you could take those things and, I mean, if you got leather and wood and stuff, you can manufacture pieces of ship, or get enough of these other little pieces, you can create a whole ship. And I don't understand that yet. I was just learning how to do missions. And yes, I'm a pirate. I'm a swashbuckler. Arr. I did like the fact that when I go on these little missions and I'm sailing the ship, you can zoom in on your ship and you see your little person there and you've got a crew. It's like, whoa. Cool. I got all these hunky guys coming with me to kill stuff. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's cool.
And did you know what anniversary it is this week?
No.
The Empire Strikes Back. 30 years.
Well, that's good reason to say Happy Star Wars Day.
Yes. Okay, I've got to find my controls here.
Finding them.
Commands, commandery, options. Must be an option. I got to turn my sound down, because I can't hear a damn thing you're saying.
It's okay. I'll talk.
There we
to
go.
You.
There we go. I got it. Okay. Now let me see if I can get into the chat channel.
Whoa.
What?
The Gallant Guild Domino has attained level 30.
Okay.
Domino has a guild named after her here on AB. Uh-oh, Domino's gone. Yeah, it's same spelling, too. D-O-M-I-N-O.
Hmm.
Domino has a guild named after her.
Oh, Domino.
There was some other anniversaries this week, too.
Oh, yeah?
Can you do an anniversary thing, or are you still fiddling over there?
I'm still trying to find the chat commands and stuff. You go ahead.
Okay, well, can you get an anniversary thing ready?
Anniversary thing?
Yeah, you have an anniversary song or something you play sometimes.
Hold on. It's going to take me a long... Actually, I can't.
Okay.
Just make whatever announcement you're going to make.
Okay, Xanadi and True Flight, congratulations on 12 years.
Woo!
You had an anniversary last weekend. And Rowan and Hud, congratulations on 23-year anniversary, and that
wow.
is today.
Well,
God, if I had some champagne, I'd pop it and drink it for you.
As soon as I'm able to get into my to my song settings and stuff like that, I will play the happy anniversary song for you. But unfortunately, Star Wars Galaxies is not allowing me to go into windowed mode.
Okay.
How the hell do I join a chat channel?
And Angela Correa, 9 years as of May 14th. Or 19th, sorry. They'll get some anniversary trolls out. And yes, Lear, we will talk about the closing of the refugees' aisles, which is, like, last time I looked, was up to 41 pages. So apparently, they are going to be getting rid of the newbie starting aisles. Don't know what they're going to do at that point. They're saying that Freeport and Kinos will no longer be starting cities, which sort of, like, what?
What the who? Okay, let's see here. Create. Join. There we go. This room. I'm trying to find it.
Yes.
Room. EQ2.G.
It's Angela Correa and Storen. Storen. Since I slaughter names. I am not looking forward to them closing the refugee aisles. I guess I'm more afraid that they're going to force people to either start in Kelothin or Nariak or Gorwin or Hallis. And Hallis' starting area, from what I've read, and I've kind of poked my nose over there a little bit, has a lot left to be desired. And I think it all goes back to how fast can we get people in the game and up to speed, you know, leveled out, but regardless of what else is going on. I don't know. No immersion, no storylines, no, you know, learning. That's, like I said, you know, in Pirates, only been like there one day, and I'm still reading the text and learning where I'm at and what's going on around me. Isn't that part of playing the game instead of jumping in and going, okay, I'm here, how do I get to 90?
Well, we don't know what they're going to do yet, hon. They may implement something that they're not telling us yet.
Well, I wish they would tell people a little bit more so there wouldn't be like 40-something plus pages of people getting upset because part of their... The part of the game is being taken away, reducing of content. I don't know. They've done it all along. Back in the day, here we go. All the little outlying towns after you got off a refugee island. I mean, well, first, let's back all the way up. When you first started this game, you ended up on a ship as a refugee, and you started learning the game and the mechanics of moving around and doing this and looking into that and opening this and healing that and stuff on the ship. Then you got dumped on the refugee aisle and you learned more while you were there. Matter of fact, you even learned trade skilling there. They had a trade skilling instance that you had to go down into and clean up. There was a quest for that. Now the tower there on the refugee aisle, you can't go inside. You can't go down underneath it anymore. The trade skill instance is on the outside now. And there's that. And then when you finally got off the refugee aisle at 5 or 6, you started in your little starting town. Ours was, you know, Willowwood or whatever. And then you had a little bunch of quests there. People, they had NPCs that talked to you. They had a lot of voice stuff going on. And they've got away from that because they can't keep it up on anything new anymore, I guess, and they don't want to give the impression that the whole game has got people talking, but, you know, I like it. Always have. Oh, yeah. Well, that's because it takes a lot of people to, you know, voiceovers take a lot of money to do, a lot of time to implement, and there's another dragon flying around South Kinos again. It's heading to North Kinos, up to no good. I know, a lot of people say that, but it's still a lot of time to implement. Who knows? And the bandwidth that it takes to do, you know? But it... I mean, there used to be a guy in Willowwood that would... you'd walk by and he would say he would voice say, "Come, children, gather round, gather round." Something about him about to sing, and he would send you on a quest to Castleview to talk to another bard that was a frog and some other stuff. And it was fun. It was fun to do this. You'd sit there and listen to these guys talk to you, and you'd read the texts and stuff, and you felt like you were becoming part of this world. So, I don't know. And we'll get you a birthday troll, Kirara, from Mistmore, K-I-L-L-A-R-A. They turned 35 yesterday.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to give up on this. I can't even bring up the chat options. I'm supposed to be able to bring up some kind of a global channel something or other, a channel browser.
Really?
You know, kind of like you right-clicking on your chat thing, you bring up your chat options. Well, there's supposed to be some kind of a chat thing here, but I just can't seem to find it. I even went to the help on the Sony site, and I'm typing what it says to type, but the info might be old.
Hmm.
I just can't seem to find it.
I agree with Lyra. They need to put back the removed quests from the villages. I mean, they spent all that time and money for voiceovers for all these little quests in the village, and then they removed them, and it's like, oh, why? I don't know.
I know nothing.
Yes, I tried call the veteran to the Isles, and it doesn't work.
Nah, we tried that. All right, I'm just going to log out of here.
And there's something new for you Facebook people out there. And it's wonderful. If you're on Facebook, you guys need to go check out the agency, Covert Ops. They started it up yesterday. I didn't know that. But, yep, yesterday afternoon at 5. And what it is, it's very much like the agency, the action game that's going to be coming out eventually. But this will give you at least a good taste of what that's going to be like. And this is an extremely well-done Facebook game. You will like it. Get to go on little missions. You get to have agents. You have an agent's pad to it's put out by Sony.
I've heard good things. I tried running it from the store, and the computers at the store just couldn't handle it.
But I ran it and I love it. I want to play some more.
Well, you go ahead and do
Facebook
that.
Facebook games. Yes, Facebook games. Games on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
Yep, the agency, Covert Ops. It's not the full-blown action game that'll come out later. This is strictly for Facebook. You'll have to go to Facebook and look up the agency Covert Ops and give it a whirl. Or find me on Facebook, Elquingina Silverwing. And it's on my pages. I was having fun. I think I got to level 5 already. It's really easy. It's not really hard to play. It was very understanding. I mean, you get to, you know, go all over the place, and I have one agent for me. I have one agent guy that I can send out and do stuff. Eventually, I can have friends become my agents and send them out on covert missions and stuff.
Okay.
And if you're worried about Facebook or Twitter, there's lots of ways of shutting all that stuff down. And for one thing, I've never trusted Facebook with any personal information, so I've never put a whole lot there. Pays to think ahead. But you could turn all that crap off anyway. If you go into the settings and you go through, you can pretty much control what's going on.
Okay, so who do we owe a ding to now that I can access my controls again?
Well, you need to find the anniversary trolls.
Well, I can do that, but I have the ding already, so what? Who was that?
Honey to the ding! It was a birthday and an anniversary.
Well, then you said someone had a ding.
No.
Okay, so for Xanadai and True Flight and Rowan and Hud.
And Angela Cora and Storin?
Storin, okay.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas, it sure was.
Happy and happy, they're both as happy as can be, celebrating merrily their happy anniversary.
And I didn't forget you, darling. Happy anniversary.
A tie with spots on it already. Just what I always needed.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
Hey, hon, do me a favor. Just don't.
Yes.
When our anniversary comes around, don't buy me a tie.
What?
With spots on it.
You gotta be joking.
Don't buy me one, I said.
I know, but have I ever?
No.
I might buy you purple pinked underwear or something just for a gag, but a tie? I've never seen you wear a tie.
Nope, I don't wear ties.
We have a birthday. You got a birthday troll?
Well, whose birthday, is it
then? From Mistmore. Kilara?
Well, that's what I was asking you for before. Oh, okay, I mixed it up. Okay, who is it?
From Mistmore server, K-I-L-L-A-R-A.
Kilara.
There we go. 35, yesterday, birthday trolls.
Yay!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right.
Now we need to bring him back out again.
What for?
Well, Whippip, did we wish him? Did we bring the trolls out for him? WIPIP?
I don't think so.
Well, they had a birthday last week.
Get the trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
That was for Whippet.
Is that how you say their name?
Whippet. Whippet good.
But there's no H. But there's no H.
Whippet good. Alright.
So?
Okay, I think we've covered everything for this week, so good night, everyone! Yeah.
Right. Scott!
Just for those who may be interested, all of the podcasts for the Gentle Silverwing Show up to last week.
Oh my gosh!
Are updated.
Amazed, shocked.
So yes, we're all up to date. Up to date.
And there's something else going on test too.
What's going on test?
Well, the new traveling system. They're going to be trying to tie bells to bells.
Yeah, you talked about that.
Griffin to Griffins.
Week. Yes.
Well, there's. I mean, I need to go back and check it out again. But fine, you cut me off. All right, I won't talk about it.
Well, you talked about it for like a half an hour last week.
Okay. Dinner.
All right, so let's see what's going on here. You were going to what?
Uh-huh.
Let me just play last week's show then.
No, I was going to say if they haven't tried it, they need to go over to the copy test server and start giving the new travel system a whirl.
Get over it! Not now! Not now! Listen to the show. And now we will have an interview with Handla Tassira, halfling extraordinaire, right here in South Kinos. Hello, Handla.
She's cheering you.
She says, get a wash, get the wash. The whole city could fall apart if I don't deliver this clothes on time. All right.
What?
She apparently does laundry.
Yeah, I guess so. She's the wash lady?
What about this guy? Knight Lieutenant Igar, or Elgar. What does
he's
have to say?
He's cheering us.
He says nothing.
Thought of him say nothing.
Well, what the hell? What
I
about
have
this
nothing
guy?
To say anymore. Oh, you're going after the big guy on the white horse.
I'm not going after him. But he has nothing to say.
Because you haven't targeted him.
Oh, fine. Be that way. So I didn't have him targeted. I thought he did, actually. Oh, well. What does he have to say?
You can't heal him.
He says nothing. Nothing!
Most of them say nothing. Can't even heal him. Sorry.
Oh, well. I do like that dwarf in the lines, in the lion's head, in the lion's mane inn.
A dwarf?
What do you mean you drank more than I did?
That was one thing I noticed when I was playing Pirates of the Burning Seas.
Mm-hmm.
That in the towns I was in, there was all these little people standing around doing stuff. And if you stood there, you could listen to them talk.
Mm-hmm.
They talked.
Yes.
Every time I come in a room, everybody cheers.
Well, they know what a booze hound you are. Yay! We can pay the rent this month!
It's not for me. I have to buy it for Doofu. He drains the guild dry, and then, you know. Speaking of the guild, you made the I have to go check out the beach party.
Oh, here. That's right, yeah.
I haven't been over there. I've been away.
Sometime very soon, the Legion of Kithagor will be hosting an open beach party.
Beach blanket, bingo. That's the name of the game.
We will be having a beach party and everyone will be invited. Clothing not even considered. Naked beach party, I tell you.
There's a cutie on the docks down here.
Oh, really?
Yep, Vagabond.
What's his name?
Jan Thoas? Janthos?
Don't know that one.
Yep, sort of kind of reminds me of you.
Me?
Yep.
Me, or Jethel?
Well, Jethel, of course.
Of course.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Because I'm not cute.
Well, yeah, you are, but you're not in the game. I've never run around and found a mat in game.
Ah.
Unless you count the straw mat, and that's not the same.
Plenty of them on the beach here.
Mats?
Yes.
You're all over the beach?
Yes.
My God.
See, now we have the warp back in time. And have everyone show up as dark elves in red bikinis.
I miss red bikinis on dark elves.
We even have a turtle roasting on the fire.
So, have you been to Hallis?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I was there. I checked out all the housing. Where? Oh, Skyclad Shore Bar and Grill?
The Skyclad Shore. The Naked Beach. Yes.
You know, I'm kind of looking forward to the housing. Oh, and they were able to break outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not very far. Nothing stable outside.
I see.
I didn't want to go too far, just right outside the window a little bit, but that doesn't help. Oh, that's cute. You got Lisa. What the hell is this? What are those?
Those are new halfling tables.
Oh, you got little halfling tables out here on the beach with little candles on
halfling
them?
Halfling keg tables.
Halfling keg tables. There's a little cup of brew on each one. You got the bar up here. What is this? Oh, okay.
What's what?
That works. No, you use some stones, and then you used a wood flooring type thing, and and it looks good.
Well, I had to use the stones to level it off.
Yeah, I see.
But if you look at the mats, I used the house editor to put them at an angle.
Those worked. And you have little mats and cabanas out here for people to rest on, and a little fire pit going. And oh,
that's right. I wanted to put these pillows back, too.
Looks really nice out here. We could have a little beach party going out here, dancing. Too bad we don't have bikinis or anything swimwear to wear. Looks really good. Notice you got the swinging keg out here. That looks really good.
Yep. And did you notice what was on the fire? Turtle roasting on an open fire.
There's a dragon out here again.
That's idios.
Yeah, I see you're roasting a turtle.
I tried putting the pig, the farm pig, I tried putting him upside down on the fire. It looked kind of creepy because he was, you know, moving. But then he started walking away.
Well, you know what's creepy is that that turtle that you got up there is breathing.
It is?
Yeah. Moving a little bit. That's just gross. Oh my god, the Daring Guild. Why is the rum gone? Attained level 20 on the AB server. Mm-hmm. I like that name. Why is the rum gone?
Why is the rum always gone?
I still think the guild guild domino is cute. Yeah, there is. I have one, but I'm sort of not willing to give it up. Oh, speaking of events, there's supposed to be a prelude to Hallis coming out here soon.
Prelude to Hallis?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I don't know. It's over on the test server. Hang on a second.
So they'll probably have some kind of world event before Hallis goes live?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And remember to participate in the world events, because once they're gone, they are gone. And any kind of prize item that you may have gotten at that point will be gone with it.
Hallis Prelude Event is all they're calling it.
Okay. Storin and Angela Coria have the mushroom caps. Oh, good lord. Well, at least it matches her outfit. Okay, well, hey, works for them.
It's right. On the live server? You're kidding. Quest is called Visions of Valor.
And who starts it?
It's on the live server. Well, let me go check and see if it is here on the live server. Give me 2 seconds here. Let's see. I need to go to...
Oh, the GMs are giving it out. Okay, Domino says it will be available for everyone the week before launch, but there are GMs randomly popping up to give them away, just to start people on the quest.
Well, let's see. Who GM, right?
I don't know if they appear on the Who All GM anymore, but I did hear the other night when the fair went live in Commonlands, people talking about GMs being out there giving out a quest. I didn't realize it was that, or I would have gotten it.
Doesn't seem to be any guides or GMs on AB server.
All right. Well, everyone will be able to get it the week before.
Nearly crashed our server sending that, I guess. Anyway, when it's here, when we can do it, you'll start at North Kinos at the temple, West Freeport near the inn, Nariat by the entrance, Kelethin near Baden Caldathorn? I don't know. Gorwin at the docks.
Okay. So that's coming soon. Or if you're lucky enough to bump into a GM, you can get it then. All right, I think we're going to take a music break.
Okay.
What do you think? Time for a break?
Okay, sure. What do you want to break first?
Well, let's see. I already hammered a mouse.
No more hammering stuff.
I hammered a can last week.
No more hammering stuff.
I got a hammer here.
No! I'll send the boy up to get the hammer.
Hey, what's this camera doing over here?
No!
Hammer time!
No! Help!
No. I would never beat your hammer. It's okay. Because then,
that's,
you know, I have to sleep with you, so. I would not, you know, kill your hammer, because then I would wake up with a hammer up my ass. Claw end first, probably.
No.
Well, no. Felicia says, hammer the boys' copy of WoW.
Oh, they're all downstairs.
Here I come! All right, folks. We have a brand new song. Parody of Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. It's Don't Forget the Ranger. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break.
Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
conventions for the men. Shoot his bombs up for defense. He's possessed, nothing else makes sense. He trigger traps on the chest, never let the healer rest.
Let's talk about, well, you didn't see it, so I'll talk
about
it.
No, I didn't want to go see it.
You didn't want to go see it because you're scared.
No, I like the originals.
Oh, you like the original campy Freddy's making one-liners and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Well, I love Robert Engvall in those. I mean, it was great.
England. Robert Englund.
England. Robert Englund. Sorry. Jeez. But I like that one. I like that, Freddy. You almost liked him to kill you. I mean, liked him well enough to say, "Ah, okay, Freddy, just brand me with your nails. It's cool."
Yeah. So let me guess. You didn't like the first one.
No, I liked the first one too.
The first one wasn't funny.
I know, but it was still, you know, it was the prelude to the rest of them, and you had to watch them all.
No, I'm sorry. The first one was a serious movie. The second one was okay. The second one didn't receive a lot of acclaim. But third one started getting into the real campy stuff. Who was it? White Snake or Winger? We're the Dream Warriors. Oh, my.
We had a ding.
We did?
Channel.
Uzruk, 74, and I believe he's a paladin. There you go. Now, the new one. Oh, and I guess Storin turned 24. No one tells me these things. There's Storin, 24. Congratulations. The new Nightmare on Elm Street, I liked it. I thought it was all right. It was serious. I mean, outside of a little backstory, it was pretty much the same as the original. But with, you know, better actors. One line from Freddy actually keeps, you know, he did have somewhat of a sense of humor, but it was more of a cocky sense of humor. But, you know, one line keeps jumping out at me. He's about to kill this guy, and Nancy shows up. The primary female character. You know, he hears her screaming down the hall. He's like, "Oh, your girlfriend's here. I'll be right back." It's kind of funny. just about to do terrible, horrible things.
Oh, just a minute. I'll be right back. It's kind of funny.
I liked it. I thought it was all right.
But I didn't think you liked funny in the horror stuff.
Yes, but that was more... it really wasn't funny, but it was just like, what? No. It was good. I liked it. Well, we're going to change the music here for a minute because we need to talk about something that's been invading our lives. You and I. Something serious.
Uh-oh.
So, let me change...
Honestly, I changed the bed sheets last week, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. So, let me change the music here. We're going to talk Farscape.
Oh.
We're going to talk about the old series Farscape. I got the Farscape music going in the background here. You have become obsessed with Farscape.
I'm okay now. I had to get through the first two seasons. We got season three loaded up, and that will probably be the last one because Zan is dead, so...
Yeah, the first two seasons of Farscape are good, but yeah, it did start going downhill in the third season. Just like Felicia is saying there, it gets really bad toward the end. And honestly, I wasn't too thrilled with the movie they made afterward, to, you know, because they left, you know, they canceled the show, stuff was going on!
Cliffhanger at the end of season four, and they never came back to finish it.
It was like, shit was going on, and it just got canceled. And so they made a mini-series to kind of top it off, Farscape Peacekeeper Wars. And I do have that on our Netflix, by the way.
Okay, well, let me muddle through a little bit more of three, and then we'll jump to that, because I really don't want to see... I mean, it's just...
No, see, what they did, the episodes that we just watched, like, what was it, yesterday, day before, something like that? The episodes that we just got done watching are, they actually had two instances of jumping the shark rolled into one episode. They killed off a character, and they introduced characters. Whenever a series either kills off a main character, or introduces new characters, that's usually an indication that they're going to go downhill and go downhill fast. Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch.
Oliver Syndrome. Why did they call it Jumping the Shark, by the way?
Well, that's from Happy Days. When the Happy Days gang went to Hawaii, the Fonz got challenged to jump a submerged shark tank. That was the beginning of the end for Happy Days. After that episode, the series tanked.
In other words, they really didn't jump the shark, they landed in the tank.
Pretty much. But yeah, I know Felicia, Fonzie did not jump the shark on his motorcycle. He was actually water skiing.
What?
He was water skiing. Jumping the shark.
There's a lot of these sitcoms I just sort of drifted away after a while. I never went back to watching them. Yeah, there's a good reason why.
Yeah, so that's why it's called Jumping the Shark. Because the Fonz jumping the shark in Hawaii was really the first instance of a really dumb character, a really dumb storyline that killed a series. And then, of course, you know, the what they call Oliver Syndrome, with Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch. Oh, God.
Another show that I quit watching after a certain point because it was just...
What's that?
Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah. Three's
sort
Company.
Of ripped it away. Same with them. It was
Three's Company, as soon as they got rid of Chrissy and brought in her cousin.
Just didn't... wasn't that exciting anymore.
Yep, that was the end of that one. But yeah, so they killed off Zoltazan. They killed off Zan. Well, that was not her fault. That was no one's fault, except the makeup. She became allergic to the blue makeup.
Let me finish this one thing, and I'll pull up her thing that she wrote. And I'll...
All right, go ahead, go ahead.
I got to finish this one box, so skip on for a couple minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, and then they bring in Stark, the guy with the glowing half of the face.
He's a psycho.
Yeah, he's a bit of a psycho.
I should say psychotic. He's not really violent, per se. He's just...
No, he's schizophrenic.
Nutsoid? Okay, schizophrenic.
He's schizophrenic.
Okay.
And, yeah, exactly. Okay. Valander, you're talking about Buddy Ebsen and the Tin Man makeup thing. Just about the same. Except she had a very violent reaction to the...
Well, she says it had nothing to do with the contact lenses. She didn't have cancer. You know, she did shave her hair off and her eyebrows to bring Xan to life. It was a huge sacrifice for her, more like a religious initiation to her. The way she justified it was to see this as a dedication, as part of the spiritual discipline. She basically gave up her outward femininity for years on end, 3 years. Okay? So that kind of bothered her. I mean, I think it was a combination of things. This is directly from her. And the downside was the extensive prosthetics and little sleep started causing her kidneys to overload and bleed for 3 years. She simply had to go. She was just too sick to continue with the show. She says, but there were other reasons too, not just her dwindling health. It was, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that she's been shaving her head and bald for so long that, you know, she totally lost all her human femininity. There was one period of time she was on a break, and her hair started to grow back. And if you notice, in some shots, they don't have her whole head unshaved or shown.
Mm-hmm. She started wearing hoods.
Well, her hair was really short. They allowed her to do that. If she could have kept going, I believe she would have. But to play a part where one... You know, the lack of sleep, the prosthetics, probably an allergic reaction to the makeup because, you know, her kidneys were overloading and starting to bleed. This went on for 3 years. That's 3 years, you know, what, season 1, 2, or 3?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1 and 2, because she's left it, or a third one. So you figure, you know. And then having to keep your head shaved all that time and no hair and, I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, if nothing else, the health problems alone, enough for her to leave.
Yeah, but I was shocked when I read this. This is from her. In her own words and everything, I could probably give you the URL to it if anybody's interested. Well, it's on her own website, virginiahay.com, in the archives, as to why she left. And this was dated August 11, 2004.
Mm-hmm. And if you take a look at her history on the Internet Movie Database, IMDb.com, she has done nothing after Farscape. She retired.
Well, she's into holistic medicine and meditation.
Well, I'm talking about entertainment-wise.
I know.
She has no TV or movie roles since Farscape.
Well, if you'd spent that much and the last time you experienced anything for acting, it caused you health problems, and wouldn't you be sort of, well, that was fun. I don't think I want to do that anymore.
Actually, if you look, a lot of the original cast really didn't have a career after that. Let's see. Xan didn't really do anything. Let me see.
Virginia Hay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say your name?
Yeah.
She is really pretty.
Yeah, my gosh. The guy that did Scorpius did a few things. Now, let's see. Oh, wow. The girl that did Chiana did a lot, actually. It was like mostly TV.
Yeah, she's on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, cool. I'll have to look her up.
You could get her off of mine. She allowed me to be her friend.
Ooh.
Cool.
Dominar Rigel. Get a couple of things after Farscape, but not a whole lot.
Well, that was the voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
The guy they are right. Some people went on to Stargate 1.
Yep. SG-1, yep. Crichton and... Officer Sue. Aaron. Both joined SG-1.
Stargate Atlantis, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't know it, but Virginia Hay was in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa.
So that's very cool.
But, you know, I'd caught Farscape here and there, off and on, when the show was really airing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd never got to, you know, follow along. I mean, I'd be flipping through and like, oh, there's that show. I want to see it, you know. And I'd watch one episode and not have a clue what was going on or why they were there. But I would watch it, you know. So when you said, well, we could watch it, you know, I got hooked. I wanted to watch the whole thing and see how it progressed. It's very hard to walk away and say, oh, okay. So, yes, I was obsessed to finish it.
So, if you've ever been looking for Jethel online and he hasn't been on for a couple of days, that's why. We've been watching Farscape.
It's nice to catch up on some of these shows that you never get to, mm-hmm. you know.
You gotta love Netflix.
God, I love Netflix. That's so cool.
We're doing that with the streaming. So, so if anyone, Netflix, you've been wondering about the quality of streaming the movies, not bad.
We've had very little problem. Every once in a while, something will be out of sync.
Yeah, so that's a problem that you find in YouTube and stuff like that. Just the voices go out of sync. And just go to Netflix, report the problem, and they'll try to get it fixed. But, you know, just... I mean, on our PS3, just shut it down and try to reload the movie, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, yeah. So, we haven't gotten into the really bad stuff in Farscape yet. Of course, we just got to the point where Zan died. But, yeah, the girl that screams and, like, melts metal.
I never liked her. I think I started catching... I mean...
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Mean, she's hot as hell, but a real terrible character. I'm sorry.
My progression, it was like I watched a few in the first season, and I caught one or two in the second season, and all of a sudden I was able to finally sit down and watch, and it was like, who is this redheaded screaming bitch? What is going on with her?
Oh boy, her entire character is based on screaming really loud. Boy, that works, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Oh, no.
And I never really liked Stark. Yeah, whatever. But anyway.
No, I can't get into him either.
Oh, well. So anyway.
So what's next after Starscape?
Farscape,
sorry.
What do you mean, what's next?
What are we going to delve into after that?
I don't know.
It has to be another series we haven't finished.
One of my favorite things to do on when I was back in New Hampshire and had cables, you know, I was watching The Sopranos over and over again, and I don't think I could bear to see them again. I've seen every episode so many times it isn't funny.
Yeah, I'm all caught up anyway.
Yeah, I'd rather not go through that again. I don't know.
We never finished the last season of it, did you?
No, didn't see the last season, but from what I understand, the disappointment of the final episode.
Yeah, that was pretty...
I think I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, but, we can do Heroes, but I don't know. Are we caught up? We're missing... You haven't recorded Heroes in a while.
No, we've missed this last season. Pretty much completely.
Oops.
I just have to say, John Smedley, CEO of Sony All Entertainment. Wonderful posts on Facebook. John Smedley says, wall publishing is neat.
Okay.
You're terrible.
Well, I've got this Digsby program.
Yeah.
And I've got it tied into all of my stuff, Facebook, Twitter, and every time somebody posts an update, you know, anything that pops up on my wall,
yeah,
pops up on a little pop-up window for Digsby in the upper left-hand corner of my screen. It was like, John Smedley, wall posting is neat. What the hell?
Well, maybe it is.
Well, he was talking about, I guess he's playing the agency.
That might be it.
Yeah, he's playing Covert. Oh, I just checked it out on Facebook, and that's what it was.
Agency, the Covert Ops.
Agency, Covert Ops. Do it now.
No, not now. Do it after my show. I don't care what you do after.
Why, they could do it and still listen.
I suppose.
This isn't TV. They don't have to watch us. That might be a blessing.
Oh, God, what kind of invitations have I got here?
You've got invitations?
Well, you invited me to check out the agency.
Of course.
Let's see here. No, I will not be your neighbor in Petville.
I didn't do
no,
that.
No, not you. Not you. Zahil.
I know better
Zahil,
than
Zahil, no. Block that application. Sorry. I'm not going to play Petville, Farmtown, Farmville. Oh, speaking of Farmville.
What?
Grimwell. Our buddy Grimwell has left Sony Online Entertainment.
What?
I told you that yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's right. You never responded to me, so it probably came up just as you were logging off. Grimwell has left Sony Online Entertainment and is now the senior community customer service guy for Farmville.
What? Are you? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, considering his wife has been publishing about it, I think it's public knowledge now.
I know. So that means that he's working for Zagna Games?
Hmm?
Cool.
And Felicia's over here trying to beat me with the NDA hammer. Hey, his wife has been publishing about it on Facebook. Don't give me that.
Well, cool. I mean, it's taken off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there in the beginning, Farmtown was it. They started first and had like over 1 million people, and then Farmville came along, but they're more interactive. Farmtown was more interactive as far as you could go to somebody else's farm and talk to them, or you could go and hire people and talk to them. There isn't that sort of talking to interaction. I mean, you can visit other people's farms, but you never see them there.
Mm-hmm. No, Grimwell and his wife... I'm checking out Grimwell's feed right now. Grimwell and his wife has been posting about the new job, so I don't think I need to keep it secret.
So they're going to move? Because I thought Zagna San Francisco.
Let's see here. He actually posted about that. Let's see here. Somebody asked him if he was going to move.
What was he going to do? Commute to San Francisco every day?
Says here he's doing super commute.
Oh, Jesus.
Considering the state of the housing market, he can't give up his house right now.
Yep, so he's flying the San Diego to the Bay Area route, maybe not every day. Maybe he's got an apartment that he goes up to for the week and then goes back down on the weekends. Yeah.
So we wish Grimwell luck in his new position. New job. That's pretty much all I can say about it. Hey, good luck.
Well, at least I'll get to see him because I play those games.
You bastard.
Now, Farmtowns, they've been doing... I mean, they even have podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They do these little podcasts every Friday and talk about what's coming up new and stuff. And I mean, they have tons of games. I mean, they don't have just Farmville. They have Petville, Fishville. They've just started Treasure Island or Island Treasure or something like that. Hang on a second. I got to finish this one box and then I can go back and look. All right. They have Mafia Wars, which I never can get into. I don't like the interface very well. Let's see. They have Treasure Island, Farmville, Mafia Wars, Yeoville, which I've tried, but I never could get into it very well. It's sort of, you go shopping, you go to work, blah, blah, blah. I have enough of that. Cafe World, which was interesting in its time. You make a cafe and you cook food and stuff, but I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me. Fishville, which I have, which I don't really like all that much. I just don't. And then they have Zanga Poker, which I have not tried yet. Let's see what else they got. They have Vampire Wars. They have Roller Coaster Kingdom. They have Pirates. They have Street Racing. They have Faction Wars. Special Forces. Scramble. Word Twist. Hath Word. And that's about all I can see that they've got. I mean, I like Petville and my Farmville and Treasure Isle is okay, but, you know, they're okay.
All right.
But they seem to be a pretty good company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have fun, so.
Yep, so we will wish Grimwill well, and, or whatever he's calling himself nowadays.
Not sure what his well, character. I sure hope it's Grimwill. I'll have to go check the forums out. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Maybe he's just called the Grim, and he appears in the bottom of teacups.
Angela Cora is saying they have Social City. It's like a little Sim City thing. Oh, gosh. Yep, other people have lots of blood on Vampire Wars. I never could just get into that. I figured I had enough to do with Farmville and Petville.
And EverQuest.
I just don't, in an EverQuest, and I just, you know, and then I've got, now I got the agency to tinker around with.
Yeah, I messed around with Vampire Wars for a little bit, but, eh, I don't know.
So,
just not my thing, I guess.
But Zanga is doing really good. Zanga's name was based on the creator's, he had a dog named Zanga, I believe. And it's really, you know, I've read about their company, and it seems like they're a real good company to work for. I mean, they're very pet acceptable. I mean, how many companies do you know allow you to bring your pet with you to work?
Not mine.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Very cool. Alright. So what else is going on? What are you doing today? What are you doing?
I'm on Creamer right now making some strong boxes up for guildmates. And Urson, if you're listening, I am almost done. Or Cream is almost done. So whatever mahogany thingies you want, you better come back.
He's right beside you.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Angela Coria, you two, you and your wife need to get over here. I have boxes for you. I'm not mailing them.
Boxes.
Yeah, Urson just waved at me. I didn't know he was still standing behind me.
Hey, I know what we can do.
What?
Let's rent all of the Hellraiser movies and watch them back to back.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Oh, no?
I wouldn't mind that, yeah.
Most of them suck. I like Bloodlines. Hellraiser Bloodlines, it goes into the history of the box. Who made the
box? Yeah, yeah, I think that's one I thought it was good, too.
We have such sights to show you.
I would like to pick up after Hellraiser, because I know we watched Hellraiser not too long ago.
No,
we just had a ding in Guild.
A ding? Lover!
Lovell is now a level 83 warden. So congratulations to Lovell. Give the damn hand. There we go. Congratulations to Lovell. Lovell made Lovell.
Good deal. Now, Zynga is, it creates games on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Facebook game company. I mean, they've got it tied into Facebook. I mean, you can go to Zynga.com and you can play their games right off their websites. At least I know Farmville. I can go to Farmville.com and play it right there.
Mm.
And Krima is in the crafting area in the hall.
In the forest. It's not a hall.
Forest, sorry.
And we need to do a makeup ding for Escobar. Every time I say his name, I'm just imagining some suave Latino guy. He turns around real quick and gives the camera a look and just Escobar. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just
they're asking in channel if Zanga makes any games of note. Let's put it this way. Farmville is being played by more people than we would even believe. I've got workmates, people who don't normally play games, who are on Facebook, are playing Farmville, at least.
Mm-hmm. So we got to give Escobar his level 90 ding. Congratulations to him. Escobar. You know what I'm surprised as hell about?
What?
I went to the grand reopening of the Maiden's Fancy last Thursday. Normally you go into an RP tavern and you expect maybe a dozen people there or something like that, you know? There were, at the most, I counted 63 people in that hall last Thursday.
That's a crowd.
That's just fucking wow. That's I walked in and I actually had to turn my lighting off.
You had a ding in the OGR channel.
Killara on the Mistmore server. Santania is saying that it may have maxed out around 66 last week. But yeah, it was wow.
That was a good turnout.
That was a damn good turnout. Mm. So remember, if you're going to go to the Maiden's Fancy this Thursday, they are no longer in Nariak. They are in Freeport in the Tier 2 Hall. They know it's not good RP for the Maiden's Fancy to go to Freeport, but they wanted a bigger hall, damn it. And the only way they could do that was to go to Freeport.
Yeah, because there's no Tier 2s in Nariak.
Mm-hmm. But still, they decorated it beautifully. They actually have a backstage area now, so the girls don't have to come up from the crowd. Oh, and I'm being told here that Lyra is now a level 86 paladin. So congratulations to everyone's favorite Frostfell elf. Sorry, I don't have any jingle bells there for you. Oh, and Trista is telling us that the Guild Hall is available to be viewed on the test server on Hollis.
Yeah, the Guild Hall? Yeah. It's just a tier one normal like everybody else.
Oh, well.
Nothing special. I will say that I like the new housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things to, I mean, I like the layout, I like the looks. I'm still hoping that there's going to be fireplace fire to be made, because you got this wonderful fireplace that you can walk through, but there's no fire in it. And I really don't like the idea of having to shove a normal fireplace inside of another fireplace just so you can have fire.
Yeah, well, man, you know, I'm pretty sure...
That's a plug for Domino.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Domino's listening in. And, I mean, a fire sounds like something that should be able to be crafted.
Yeah, a crafted fire fireplace, or fire...
Just take
logs,
the...
Fire logs. Call them Presto logs or something. I don't know.
Just take the logs that are in the normal riverbed hearth. And just separate them from the hearth so we just have the fire logs. And I think that would be good.
Fire hearth, maybe that's what they should be. You know, she may be sitting there going, yes, guys, I already have done that, but I can't tell you that yet. So I don't know. I'm just hoping.
She's being.
Because that would be perfect. That would be absolutely perfect. Because it's so cool. There was only one thing I missed when I was running around.
Kilts?
No. No gardens. No place to have any sort of garden.
Well, it is frozen.
Aha! Uh-huh. Domino says they're coming.
Aha.
Thank you, darling. You're wonderful. You think about all these wonderful things before we even come up with them.
Yay! We love Domino.
So much so that there's a guild named after her on the AB server.
Apparently.
She's going to hate me for that. Let's see. What am I supposed to be making here for Urison? Bed. Mahogany bed. Two dressers. I like the queen mahogany beds. Those are pretty.
For Urison and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Two dressers. Mahogany dresser. Well, I certainly hope this is what he wants. Mahogany dresser.
Yay, mahogany dressers.
Okay. Oh, this is getting serious. He wants to make a crib and a rattle.
Listen, you just met the girl. Did we have an accident?
Maybe he got her knocked out.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. But he wants a crib and a rattle.
Well, you know, I blame Domino completely.
Why?
Because there are no crafted condoms.
Oh, God, Ed! Would that be a provisioner thing?
Sheepskin.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Then you're getting into tailoring.
Yep, there you go. And then it won't be, oh, no, the condom broke. It'll be, oh, the stitching came out.
Very nice.
Oh, my God.
Lambskin.
Sheep are worried. No, but we don't have enough lambskin for this thing. How about knollskin?
Kalara says it might be tinkering.
No, that's for the snap-on tool part.
Oh, God.
We are bad. We are so bad.
There is a reason that we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, and you just heard it.
Yeah, because of you.
Me?
Yes.
I'm innocent and pure.
Oh, Lodi.
Excuse me for a moment.
So, Urson has never said anything about the crib yet. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Santania, is he turning shades of red?
He might be.
He said her name in the LOKOOC channel. How in the hell would you say that? You're good at names.
Say L.
Is that the name of the kid that's coming or his girlfriend?
I don't know.
And Krima has just reached level 90 Carpenter. Congratulations to Krima, whoever you are.
What?
Here's your blank.
You don't know who Krima is?
It's a mystery.
Krima Teorium.
Okay.
Yeah, I got her to level 89, and I just, you know, it's the last recipes you can get. There's no reason to push her to 90. Figured she'd get there soon enough, and she did.
Mm-hmm. And there she is. There she is, Miss Crafty. Alrighty. I think...
Yes?
I think it's about time to call it.
What are you going to call?
I'm going to call it...
So do we get shout-outs?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to every single woman out there who is a mother, or you have a sister who's a mother, or you're a daughter, because Mother's Day is this week.
Yay, Mom!
So thank you for being a mom or a daughter.
Get out there and buy her some freaking flowers, you insensitive bastards!
What?
I didn't say anything.
Even if you have no kids and you're a daughter, that still is important.
Why don't you just change, so it, to, why don't you just change it to Women's Day, then?
Well, because it is. But what was that movie they were touting on the show, on the TV the other night? Hmm? So about babies or something?
Oh, God. They made another... They made like a March of the Penguins type of thing, but it's about babies.
Four different babies from four different countries or something like that, and there's supposed to be a Mother's Day special showing or something this starting this Friday. I'm looking at him going, no, don't take me to that. I don't want to go see that.
Hell no. You would never see me in a theater that was showing anything like that. Matter of fact, if I ever catch you watching March of the Penguins...
watched it.
Well, you're lucky I wasn't around when you did it.
I actually watched Farce of the Penguins, too, which was really...
Farce of the Penguins was actually pretty good, because it was making fun of March of the Penguins, which is just total sentimental bullshit. Here we see the majestic penguin. Look at him.
Here we see the majestic baby. I don't know. I really don't want to know. It was like, oh my God.
When mother does not tend to the baby, it results to cannibalism.
Look at that baby munch on that other baby. Should have learned to crawl faster, you little bastard. March of the fucking penguins.
So anyway, that's my shout out for the week. And also for Vagabond Nights, for allowing the major inn in South Kinos to burn to the ground.
Well, thanks, guys. God damn it. We have guildmates who live in there.
But last time I went by, there was a ton of gnomes and stuff over there hammering and sawing. And it looks like they rebuilt it really fast.
Good. All right, folks, I think that's it for this week. This is Jeff the Silver Wing Show for...
Uno, dos, tres...
Cuatro de Mayo! Cuatro de Mayo!
Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. And in lieu of an hour of random music, I'm just going to cut the stream after my last song here. Stuff. Not sure what I want to do. I'm kind of tired, actually.
Okay.
Make him downstairs and watch some TV for a bit.
All right,
folks. That's it for this week.
Happy hunting.
Happy hunting, everyone. And here comes the ending.
Well, all right. That's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.